Welcome to this session on using Minecraft in teaching and learning school subjects. My name is Anders Morch, and together with me, I have Louise Mifsud. And together, together with Sebastian Eilsen, we have written this paper. The research question we are addressing is how are generic and domain-specific skills intertwined in pupils' use of Minecraft in a seventh grade social study project in local history. By generic skills, we mean skills applicable to several subjects, such as information seeking, collaboration, creativity, and etc. Whereas domain specific skills are the skills taught in a specific subject, such as social science, history, mathematics, etc. In Norway, local history is taught as part of social science and history classes. The specific topic of history is Industrial Revolution, which in Norway was centered around 1850s. Local history means the history pertaining to particular geographic area, which in this case is the particular area of the students. Or the municipality in which their school is located. To address the research question, we focus on studying two types of artifacts. Artifacts is central in CSEL research, and we focus in particular on two types of artifacts, which we call visual artifacts and verbal artifacts. These two artifacts we study their development over time and how they interact during the development. The visual artifacts are the things created in Minecraft, visual structures, and etc. The verbal artifacts are the discussions or the talking going on in the groups while they are building in Minecraft. These two types of artifacts are related. We can say that one provides the context for the other. For example, they will do role play, communicate within their Minecraft buildings, as we will show examples of later. Our theoretical framework takes a departure in George Herbert Mead's theory of communication. And he proposes the notion of collective consciousness as a shared object for development, which we use the term intersubjectivity for. During collective consciousness, according to Mead, at different times, the activity or process of reconstruction takes part. And for that purpose, visual means are used. For Mead, it was visual images in memory, whereas for us, it's visual representations created using Minecraft when pupils work together in groups. So a framework of collective consciousness, which is referred to as intersubjectivity, is a process of developing this towards a shared knowledge object and supported by visual design along the process. In order to drive this process forward, we use the notion of tension, and tensions between different types of opposing objects during the activity. And in our case, the tensions are provided by temporal events, differing temporal events, past versus present, present versus future, as well as the intertwining of domain-specific and generic skills practices. This is an example of a screen image of Minecraft to the right. Pupils are in the process of developing a model of a factory building along the Aker River in Oslo. To accomplish that, they select building blocks from a palette, which is shown in the window to the left. These are construction elements or building blocks of different types. So they put them together to create more complex artifacts, like you see in the picture to the right. We have used the notion of domain-oriented design environment by Fisher as as a framework to support the development of visual artifacts, to complement the development of verbal artifacts and intersubjectivity. Our theory, as well as our first sets of empirical data, provided input for a teaching model we created and presented in the past CSCL conference. It consists of three phases. Each of these phases are oriented in different directions, different time orientations, towards the past, towards the present, and towards the future. And these three phases are referred to as introduction, reconstruction, and transformation. During these phases, tensions arises by combining domain-specific and generic skills practices in different ways, depending on which is the foreground and which is the background. This is how we have organized these different phases, as you see in the middle column. Examples of tensions are showed in the right columns, which are different ways to juxtaposition the past and the present, and etc. by using Minecraft and using other artifacts. We will show example of this later in the presentation.
Data were collected by means of video observation, followed by interviews in 3 7th grade classes where the pupils were 12 to 13 years old. The pupils were not new to Minecraft. The pupils worked on 19th century industrialization and had worked on the topic together with their teacher. The teacher had also invited 3 local historians to the classroom to talk about the history of industrialization in the area and the different factories that existed back then, such as and focusing on work and housing conditions and so on. And data were analyzed by thematic and interaction analysis. As we see in this excerpt, the introduction phase is highlighted by information seeking. Phase 2, reconstruction, is characterized by discussions on the different historical elements with regards to the building and attempting to stay as true as possible to the original and using images found online to model the building. Phase 3 takes the pupils to transforming to the set to a scene where they enact a role play and where, as we see here, the pupils also take up the working conditions of the laborers in a sawmill factory. As we see from the 3 illustrations here, the pupils created the foundations from the building, focusing or taking as a point of departure the historical pictures they found online. However, they still ended up with a different number of windows from the original. Our findings indicate that there were tensions in temporality and contextual reconstruction. While the pupils used different techniques to find historical information about the building, many of the buildings are still in use, but in a new function. For example, the steel factory, as seen in the Minecraft building on the top right-hand side, and in the image of the interior below, is now one of Norway's largest shopping malls, which is often frequented by the pupils. Through imagery, the pupils reconstructed the past and the present, and integrated the past in an evolving social consciousness of the historical context. This is compatible with the notion of history in the present and the historical and cultural knowledge that is embedded in artifacts. We also saw that tensions arose in the intersection between generic and domain-specific practices related to Minecraft, where pupils focused on, for example, choosing the right kinds of building blocks, such as oak, as we saw in excerpt 2, and their emphasis on finding information that was good enough to use as a point of reference for the design. At the same time, we saw that the tension was released through humor in the role play.
In summary, we found that students were focused on the task, both in terms of achieving historical correctness to different degrees. At the same time, they were bringing in humor and other generic elements which allow them to switch back and forth between domain-specific knowledge practices and generic skills practices. During the presentation at the end, we saw that the final object was quite knowledge-based, but it varied from different groups. And this was a topic of discussion among the teachers, the researchers, ourselves, and the local historians that participated. There were three of them all together. Overall, we found that the model we have used served in two respects. It served as a guide for combining these two different types of skill practices, and it helped the teachers to decide the timeline for the different activities, which is sometimes a difficult task when using video games in teaching. Thank you for your attention. And if you have any questions, we would like to answer them.